Thank you. Well, let's get reaction now from Iraq to the attacks on Kurdish targets from Iran. Ali Hashim is live in Baghdad for us. And what's the response been there?
Well, Tom, till the moment there is no official statement from the Iraqi government with respect to these attacks. It's been like 5 days now since the shelling has started. The Iranians are saying that it's related to Kurdish separatist group trying to infiltrate their borders or smuggle arms into Iran. However, today was a bit significant with a number of casualties being reported by Kurdish officials. Till the moment, there are several people injured and there are at least two killed, as we understood from the news reports we were following. So this is for now the situation. The shelling is in different areas. As I said, 5 days of shellings. Today, there were different areas shelled, and according to the Iranians, these are positions or bases that are for the Kumala group, which is a Kurdish separatist group, and other militant group that's fighting from the Iraqi borders. So at least for now, this is what we have. There are expectations that the number of casualties might raise, as we heard from the Kurdish officials.
And Iraq's parliament is meeting for the first time since the recent series of protests today, isn't it?
Well, yes, and it seems that today is the beginning of the new escalation in the Iraqi political scene, as we can see. These people behind me are pro-Muqtada Sadr supporters who are today protesting in Tahrir Square. And this protest is related to the parliamentary session that's expected to vote. The parliament is expected to vote on the resignation of the parliament speaker, Mohammed Al-Halbousi. Mohammed Al-Halbousi was a Muqtada Sadr ally, but it seems he's trying to inch himself away from this alliance in order to join the rival alliance, and this is prompting these pro-Muqtada Sadr protesters to come to the streets, mainly here in Tahrir Square. The numbers aren't quite big, but over the coming hours, maybe this number will get bigger. There were some attempts by the protesters to throw stones on the security forces in order to cross to the what's known here as Al-Jumhuriya Bridge. However, the security forces prevented them from doing that. Of course, now this is the end of September. In 2-3 days, the 1st of October is the day when there are going to be widespread protests in Iraq to commemorate the anniversary of the October 2019 deadly protests. And this same square, Tahrir Square, is expected to be full of people.
OK, thank you so much for that update. That's Ali Hashim in Baghdad for us. India's government has banned a Muslim